Sea Otter Heroes, The Predators That Saved an Ecosystem, by Patricia Newman, Millbook Press, Minneapolis, Lerner Publishing Group. For Ken, my first reader and patron of the arts. A Journey Begins. What does a playful sea otter have to do with flowering seagrass that grows underwater? While they share an ocean home, one is a mammal and the other is a plant. One eats crabs and fish. The other uses photosynthesis to make food. One frolics in the sea. The other sways to an underwater rhythm. But in fact, a critical link between the two exists. A link that marine biologist Brent Hughes found completely by accident. Finding that connection solved a scientific mystery that Brent had almost given up on. From a young age, Brent enjoyed figuring out the how and why of marine life. "I had only visited the ocean a handful of times as a kid," said Brent, who grew up in Kansas, more than 1,000 miles, 1,609 kilometers, from the nearest ocean. "But I spent a lot of time near the Great Lakes. I was drawn to water and was always out in nature exploring and trying to catch fish, worms, and insects." After studying biology in college, Brent traveled to the Oregon coast for graduate school. There, he discovered the Pacific Ocean's intertidal zones, areas close to shore where the tides wash in and out.